case?
Case number 12849, Abraham L. Hewitt seeks variance from the front and rear setback requirements for the proposed and existing structures, sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the northwest side of Thistle Lane within the Oak Meadows subdivision. 911 address is 27626 Thistle Lane, Millsboro. Zoning district is GR, and the tax map is District 234, map 29.00, parcel 189.00.
Is the applicant present? You may come forward and be sworn in, sir. If you would like to be sworn in, yeah.
Well, he's coming up. Can you just recite the variances that are needed on this? Because there are a lot of structures here. I want to make sure we're covering them all.
Understood. Yes, Mr. Sharp, it's a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed attached garage, and then a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot rear yard setback requirement for the woodshed. And then the mobile home was placed there in 1982, additions to the manufactured home in 95, all permitted and CO'd. The woodshed and the 12-by-10 shed, it doesn't seem like there's permits on record for those. And the detached garage permitted and CO'd in 2017. No support, no opposition on the record.
And before we get to the applicants, I just note for the board and the applicant's benefit, we caught the woodshed as part of the review on this one in the rear that's shown on the drawing. I will note that the advertisement is for the front and rear, the front being for the garage, as Mr. Lowry noted, and the rear for the shed. However, it appears that the woodshed may also need a side yard variance in an indeterminate amount, which we did not advertise for, so the board would not be able to grant that. It may not be needed. We'll have to ask the applicant about that, but I did want to bring that to the board's attention. That was something staff caught late last week. That had not been advertised for, so but we'll get into that in a minute. So can you state your name and address for the record?
Abraham L. Hewitt, 27626 Thistle Lane, Millsboro.
Ma'am?
Tammy Hewitt, 27626 Thistle Lane, Millsboro.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. You may present your case.
We're looking for a variance for the garage, to build a garage on the front of the house to put her vehicle in, so I have room in the garage we have to put some of my equipment in, which is sitting out. I don't want the neighbors complaining about some of my equipment.
What kind of equipment do you have, sir?
Cement mixer and stuff. I'm a mason contractor.
Sir, how many of these structures did you place here?
The 24-by-24 garage and the house was there and the sheds were there.
So everything else was there, yeah. Other than the detached garage?
Right.
Okay, so you built a detached garage, found that now you need a place to put your equipment. It doesn't fit anymore, so now you want a attached garage.
Yes.
Do you use the woodshed?
Yes. Okay. It's a lean-to. It's, you know, it's four poles in the ground with tin over it.
Is it entirely on your property?
Yes.
Okay, but it's like right on the property line. Are you actually using it for wood, or what are you using it for?
Yeah, I keep my firewood in it.
Okay. Have you had any complaints about it?
Nope.
Do you ever need to, like, maintain it or anything?
Nope.
It just sits there?
It has a tin roof, and it's pressure-treated wood.
Okay, so there's nothing really to maintain.
No.
So does it have sidewalls at all?
The two ends have, like, slats on it out of pressure-treated wood. That's about it. Back to
okay. Gotcha. All right, I'll probably have more questions, but not for now.
Is a homeowners association approval necessary?
No.
No? Okay. You have well and septic, or...?
No, it's public.
Public, okay.
Sir, the diagram shows a distance from what appears to be your property line and the road as, I'm going to say, grass area. If this accurately represents, can you tell me the distance of from property line in the front to the edge of paving?
Edge of what?
Edge of paving to the edge of Thistle Lane.
I have it on there. I thought I had it on there.
You do.
Could be 14.
It's 14 foot.
Okay. And you have stones currently on?
On my existing, where I'm going to put where I'm proposing the garage, I'm going to put stone into the garage yet for the driveway.
And do you own the grass area?
Up to the, not the 14 foot, that's an, it's a state road, so that's their
easement
or whatever, the 14 foot of grass to my property line. Then I got 30 foot from that 14 foot to where my house is.
I have a question for you then. Have you talked to DLDOT about getting an entrance permit for that second driveway?
I think I needed one.
DLDOT isn't going to let you put an entrance on a state maintained road without getting an entrance permit. And you've already got one. And I'd be shocked if they'll let you have a second one on a property with it that is this small. They don't like to have too many straws in their drink.
Mm-hmm. Could we have time to look into that and then get back to this?
Board could certainly entertain that.
Just a suggestion. If it's sticking 14 feet out in front of your house, I would think you could do a side load and use your existing entrance and just turn and come in and get in that way. It's just for one car, right?
Yeah, but if I do that, I'd have to, how in the heck would I do that?
I mean, you'd come in your existing driveway, turn left, drive in front of your house into the garage. That's the only way I see to do this with your existing driveway. And 14 feet out the front would be enough for one bay for one car.
Well, there's 10 foot of the house sticking out that I can go back with. It's going to make it a 24 foot deep garage.
Well, I understand that. It's just that you're going to end up with the direction the car is pulling in is going to be maybe 17 foot,
right,
10 inches
if
or so.
If I would go the way that you're,
yeah, depending on how big your vehicle is, you're going to get really crammed getting
right
in there.
That way I wouldn't be able to get in. If I can't come off the road straight, it won't fit in there.
And then we'd have to take the other tree down too.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It won't work that way.
Either that, or maybe you put all your equipment in the new garage and keep parking back in your old garage. Just trying to throw some ideas out for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if we can have time to check into the state and see if they'll allow me to put
Do you want to bring it back for another hearing later, or would you rather us resolve this tonight?
If I might, before he answers that question, we also have the issue about the advertising on the woodshed in the rear. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask a question because this is related to that. How far is that woodshed off of your side property line? Because it's difficult to tell.
About a foot.
Okay. So we need a variance from the side yard as well.
Right.
Then. Okay. If what you wanted to do was have additional time to look at options on this, what we could do is withdraw this application, and then you would file a new one, and we would re-advertise so that we could encapsulate the rear and the side for the woodshed to address that issue, because we didn't advertise. We would have to come back anyhow for that side yard, regardless of if the board were to approve the rear yard for the woodshed or not. But that way you could withdraw it, reapply once you have your more intel on it, and then we could advertise for everything at the same time.
Okay.
So that's an option for you. I'm not telling you you have to do it, but it's an option for you.
And then I'd have to repay everything start.
Well, the board, I think, could probably waive that if you wished, and particularly given the fact that there was the misadvertising.
Okay.
You know, we've seen that in the past.
Okay.
So. If you chose to withdraw, I would propose that we say same money. We'll just call it an abeyance, and that you're going to withdraw and represent, as Mr. Sharp is suggesting, would be my point of view.
Yeah.
And if you were to do that, I think it would be helpful in your drawing to show how far from the side property line that is, so we have that specific, because you may have noticed that I asked Mr. Lowry, what are we looking at on the variances? We want to make sure that we're accurate on what we're looking at in either granting or denying.
Okay.
And just another comment, too. I mean, ma'am, to your point, I think you need to have a conversation with DLDOT regarding what you're proposing. I think that would be helpful to us, depending upon their point of view.
I have a question, because Ms. Hollis had elbowed me about it. Is this a subdivision? Is this in a subdivision? So have those roads been turned over to the state, or are they maintained by your homeowners association?
They were turned over to the state, but the homeowners association pays to plow it.
Yeah, they used to own it, and then they turned it over to the state.
So the state has accepted them?
Yes.
Yeah.
As far as you know. Okay.
But we maintain them as far as the plowing and stuff goes. And I believe they're supposed to reimburse.
Supposedly, yeah.
Like $700, I believe, something like that.
Okay.
But
I know some of the roads in Sussex County with associations were transferred over and others were not. Mm-hmm. So there are entrance permit requirements that DLDOT requires for roads that they control. Whether or not it controls in this instance, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, I think, probably going to be a pretty critical thing for you to determine, because if you can't get that second entrance, as Mr. Worf would indicate, you're probably going to have to look at how you want to do that
coming
to
that
fit your uses.
Okay.
With all that being said, Mr. Sharp, do I still need to go continue with everything?
Well, if the applicants have said they'd like to withdraw it, at this point,
yes,
the board
like to withdraw.
Okay. Then the board can entertain that motion. We don't need to open it to the public.
I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we allow the applicant for case number 12849 for Abraham Hewitt to withdraw his application and return his fee so that he can refile.
Can we take the credit? Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
And aye too. So the vote of 4-0, your case is withdrawn and your money will be refunded.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.